sometimes as athletes, we turn up to training sessions and we're just not in the mood, right? We feel like we're tired, we're sluggish, we woke up on the wrong side of the bed. We just don't want to be there. We feel like it's not going to be a good session. We don't feel strong, right? We don't feel any motivation really, or not the usual motivation at least, to train. Motivated enough to go to training, but as you're warming up, you kind of feel like, oh, I just wish I was just sitting down, relaxing. I feel a little bit tired. I don't really want to do this right now, right? And this is more so even in sports that is an open skill sport. So, for example, combat sports, right? As opposed to more closed skill sports like powerlifting or weightlifting, right? It's a little bit easier to deal with if you're like a powerlifter. You turn up, you're kind of not really in the mood. You can change the weights maybe. You can take it a little bit easier. You can take a little bit longer rest between sets and so on. But if you're a combat sport athlete, the other person that you're going to be sparring, rolling with, wrestling with, he might be feeling fine and he doesn't care how you feel. He's going to be resisting all the pressure you're going to be putting on him or her, and it's just not going to be as much fun for you, right? You are much more likely to get dominated if you don't manage to switch on. But my question to you is, why do you have to feel great for you to be able to perform at training? What is this notion that athletes have that just because they're not feeling, you know, a minimum 8 or 9 out of 10, they are ready to pack it up and go home for the day, or not turn up to train that day? Sure, there are times where it's important to really distinguish, are you actually really lacking recovery? And if so, it might be a good idea to either not go to training or do a much lighter training session or whatever. But a lot of times, that's not the case, right? That a lot of times it's not the case. It's just a motivational thing. It's just that I don't really feel like this today, right? I don't really feel like going this intense, this hard today. And it's not always great to succumb to that, right? A lot of athletes just kind of give into that as soon as they feel it. A lot of coaches kind of give into that as soon as they hear the athlete say it, right? And you're actually doing the athlete a disservice, especially if that athlete, if that lifter, if that fighter, whatever it is actually looking to be competitive to some degrees, taking it seriously and wants to improve. It's not, he or she is not doing it just purely recreationally. And so the way you have to switch this in your mind as an athlete is exactly what I was saying before, is why do I have to feel great to perform great? It is a skill to be able to not feel up to scratch on the day, not feel as good as you want to feel, but still be able to take a second, take a couple of deep breaths, and tell yourself you're here to do a job and you need to get the job done. Because you're going to turn up to competition days in the future where you're not going to feel good. This is going to be a common occurrence. You're going to turn up to competition. You don't really feel like being there. You're a little bit nervous, maybe a lot nervous. The competition environment may be a little bit intimidating. Maybe you didn't have great sleep the night before because you were a little bit anxious about the competition, whatever. You're not going to feel great all the time. Or even maybe you feel good as things are going on, but now you're warming up and the nerves are starting to really kick in, right? Or you just feel a little bit sluggish in the warm-ups. You need to be able to develop the skill to be able to still push through that moment and figure it out. Figuring it out is an important skill as a competitive athlete, because situations are always dynamic. They're fluid. It always changes. Things can happen at any moment where everything changes. The amount of time you've got to warm up shortens. Somebody decides to change the rules in some way, whatever. The order of the flight changes, anything can happen. And if you're not ready to deal with things as they presented to you, given to you, then you're going to have a hard time being seriously competitive, in the longer run, in competition. So start getting used to turning up to training, not feeling fantastic, but still telling yourself, this is good. This is a live training opportunity, because it's hard to emulate that feeling, right? It's very hard to emulate not feeling great on competition day and still pushing through and like practicing that, right? You actually have to physically not be feeling good on a particular day, not be feeling exactly up to it and totally motivated. And that is your opportunity. That is your training session on, you know, on the mental side of things, to push through, to take the cards that you're dealt with and still be able to put out a performance. And so when you do that, when you do it again and again and again, you start to see that you are actually better than you thought. You don't need perfect conditions in order to perform perfectly, or at least very, very good. You'll see that a lot of times you turn up, you don't feel very good. You just need a little bit of time getting going. You just need a little bit of a warm-up, a little bit more of an intense warm-up, a little bit longer of a warm-up. You need to flick the switch a little bit in a certain way, mentally speaking. You need to do something somewhere, but you know that at the end of the day, you can pull it off. And that does wonders for your confidence. Instead of just all the time constantly running away from it and just taking it kind of easier at training, just because you don't feel so good that day, as good as you wanted to be, right? You shouldn't need to always feel at your best in order to be able to perform very good or even perfectly. Trust me, you can pull it off much more and much easier than you give yourself credit for.